You're listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. We believe hosting with heart is at the core of every short-term rental. With Annette's background in business operation
and Sarah's extensive hospitality management and interior design experience, we have welcomed thousands of guests from over 30 countries, earning us over $1 million and garnering us thousands of five-star reviews.
We love sharing creative ways for your listing to stand out, serve your guests, and be profitable. Each episode, we will have knowledgeable guests who bring value to the short-term rental industry.
Or we will share our stories of our own experiences so you can implement actual improvements to your rentals. Whether you're experienced, new, or nervous to start your own short-term rental, we promise you'll feel right at home.
Hello, welcome back to another great episode. My name is Sarah Karakayan.
I'm Annette Grant, and together we are
Thanks for Visiting, and this is the Hosting Hotline. If you want to get your questions answered here on the Hosting Hotline, all you have to do is go to hostinghotline.com, ask your question, and get it answered here on the podcast every Tuesday. These episodes are so fun, and today we have a question from Joanna.
Hi, Sarah and Annette. This is Joanna. I've been trying to follow through on your suggestions to upsell additional get nights before and after a guest stays. I'm curious if you figured out the optimal timing for this. Is it soon after a reservation is made or 7 days before check-in, during the stay? When do you recommend I set up those automated messages to go out? I'm in a rural drive-to market in Central Virginia, which is primarily a weekend destination outside of the summer months, and we're really trying to get some additional nights booked. Thanks for any advice and tips.
I am so excited for Joanna because this is going to work.
It will work. Let's share with the listeners, though. Joanna is trying to sell gap nights. Some other people refer to them as adjacent nights. So it's when she has some openings in her calendar, has a guest that's booked, and maybe there's a night before the reservation or a night after their reservation ends that are wide open. And why not try to sell it to the guest to either arrive early or stay late?
And the great thing, the reason why people want to do this is because you don't need a new guest for that night.
They've already chosen you.
They've already chosen you. And there's no new turnover process, right? You might just need to communicate, you need to communicate with your cleaner that the stay has, the dates have changed or it's been extended. But all the extra cash that you get from them staying the extra night, that all goes towards you because, again, you're already hosting them.
And I think what a lot of hosts don't realize, this is hospitality.
Right.
I would love if I was able to check in early and it was available, let me know. I would pay for this. I have paid for it late checkout in places. So letting people know maybe they don't need to get up immediately on Sunday morning and start driving home. Maybe they could stay the afternoon and enjoy the amenities or maybe spend another night. So I want you to think about it, too, as an offer of additional hospitality to your guests also.
And you might think, well, I don't think guests are going to say yes in my market or my property. And you would be surprised, especially if, and this is the advice we're going to give Joanna, if you package it in a way that gets your customer, and I'm using the word customer very specifically here, thinking in a different way. And that is not sleazy. It's not that there's anything wrong with being sold to, especially if something you want to buy, but it can be something that unlocks, like Annette said, more relaxation time, a slower morning. Maybe someone in the party wants to get there beforehand to set up before everyone else gets there. I mean, there might be things they hadn't thought about because one, maybe they're not a planner. Like it's literally not in their genes or their brain to be thinking about all those things.
Can relate.
Or things have changed.
Yeah, I love that. Where there's been so many times where like all of a sudden work lightened up on that day that I was traveling. I can get on the road earlier. I'm like, oh, I would leave right now. Or I'd leave the night before because my meetings tomorrow got canceled. And so just think that people's plans, believe it or not, do change. And these are offers that we definitely want you making. So Joanna, like kudos to you for starting to try this because you will see additional revenue. But to answer your question now after we've explained what they are.
Right. Joanna, before we get into answering your question specifically, I do want to tell you that when you implement this, start tracking it. And I mean every single offer you make, track it. And so if it's an automated message, put it in a spreadsheet, or if you're fancy and you can automate that into a spreadsheet, I would do that. Because as you learn, this goes for everyone, as you learn, Joanna's asking, when should I offer it? Well, that depends on your property, on your guest avatar, like the typical guest who stays with you. That all can be tweaked, and you can only learn when the best time to do it is by starting somewhere, make the offer. And so I would put in the guest name, the date of arrival, date of departure, the date that you offered the extension or to arrive early, what they said exactly in response to your offer, and then whether or not they took you up on it or not. And the most important part of that is exactly what they said to your offer. Because what we can do is take their words, put it into ChatGPT, and have it find patterns amongst all your typical guests. Do you need to change the way you're offering it to them? Do you need to call it something else? One of our coaches inside of our Hosting Business Mastery, Coach Wendy, she doesn't even call it a gap night or come. She calls it a half day stay.
Or she doesn't call it early check-in.
No.
Because they get offended that, you know, some people might get offended that they just want to come, you know, she's like, wait, just give me the early check-in. So it's a half day stay. Works really well for her.
And Wendy learned about the half day stay because a lot of peeps, she's in the Phoenix Scottsdale area, and a lot of flights come into Phoenix Scottsdale early in the day from the East Coast.
Mm-hmm.
Because the East Coasters are finding
they get
the
there,
sun.
Yeah, 9 a.m., 8 a.m.
Right, and they have nothing to do with their time. So again, Wendy learned that after trial and error. So I just don't want all of you to like give this a try and say it's not working.
Well, the other part with your spreadsheet, Sarah, is we talk to hosts so often and they say it didn't work. And my first question is, how many offers did you make?
Uh-huh.
A, they either don't know, or B, they're like five. I'm like, what? We've got to get a larger, like, it's my goal for five people to say no to me every day about something like before noon. So I want you to make sure that you've really tested it before you say it doesn't work. The gap nights don't work. Airbnb promos don't work. Like, I want to see the stats on it.
I love that tip because no one talks about what it takes to actually make these hacks, these tips and tricks work.
And then you'll know what your stats are. Like, okay, if 1 in 10, you start to understand, okay, 1 in 10 guests take me up on that. It's an extra, I don't know, maybe it's $100, maybe it's $250, maybe it's $300. I don't know what your ADR is on those days, but you've got 1 in 10. And then you're like, okay, how many guests do I have a year? And then you're like, wait, that's an extra amount of money. You can start to do the math there. You can reverse engineer what that revenue looks like for selling those days that were already open.
I can tell you for our urban market, if there is a night available before or after stay and the offer went out, of our offers that went out, 40% of people said yes in some way, shape, or form.
Dang.
That's pretty good.
I think that 40%, that is way better than my rate, my closing rate.
But in some way, shape, or form, maybe it wasn't a whole night. Maybe it was
an hour or maybe it was
several hours.
Right.
Yeah. But let's give Joanna somewhere to start.
The cadence of when she should be doing this. And we're going to be honest with you. There is not a one size fits all here on when to do this. And Joanna, quite honestly, I would not automate it in the beginning because of what Sarah's saying. I would get 10 to 20 underneath my belt so I understand what they're saying. You probably have a higher likelihood of closing them when it's not an automated message, making sure that your team is in the loop. So I would, in the beginning, not automate this just to get a feel and then lean into it.
I like that tip a lot, actually, because you can tweak it in real time and perfect it over time. There are three different moments when you can make this offer. You can offer it right after the guest books. We'll talk about that. You can offer it once your booking window closes, and you can offer it during the guest's stay. You can offer it all three times.
I would recommend all three because let's say they don't decide until that third during their stay. It's not the first time they've heard you. You've been kind of priming them ahead of time, nurturing them ahead of time. So I like the strategy of all three.
So if you still have a night available once the booking comes in, you could, whether it's a few hours later, maybe a couple of days later. Again, this depends on your guest avatar and when they're the most responsive. But you can say, hey, there is a night available before your trip starts. I know that you're hosting for that birthday party. Would you like to purchase, or would you like to start your stay early and come the night before, or early that morning and get a head start? Like, whatever it is that you learned from that guest booking your place, and this is where Annette's tip of not doing it automated at first can help you get that sale.
Yeah, you can speak to their needs, their wants and needs.
Exactly. And you can say then, we can secure it now so no one else books it. You want to let them know that your place is in high demand, even if, Joanna, it's your off season and it's mostly weekend bookings. She doesn't need to know that your guest is a she. I don't know in my head. So having that, we can secure it now so no one else books it, gives it a little bit of sense of urgency to your guests. So they can make that decision quicker, sooner rather than later. So you could do it after the booking confirmation, maybe a few hours later or the next day or the next couple days, and offer that up to them then. The next time you could do it, and this is when we usually do it in our urban market, because our booking window is so short and close to guest arrival that doing it after the guest books is often not ideal for us.
It's problematic.
It is. So when we offered it is once the booking window closed, which for us is about 4 to 5 days before guest arrival, if there was a night available before or after their stay, we would send a message and say, heads up, you know, tomorrow night's still open, or this Thursday is still open. Would you like to add it at a special rate before someone else grabs it? And you can say however your guest wants to be spoken to. Joanna, you want to tweak it to your guest avatar. And then finally, during the guest stay, especially if they've mentioned to you that they loved it, they might not want to leave, or they might want to have a slower morning on Sunday because you said you have weekend, and they want to be able to leave maybe more towards the afternoon or evening, or even just the next day, so they can leave whenever they feel like it. And you could package that way too. Maybe don't call it a late checkout, but say if you'd like to have a slower checkout process, or even just leave tomorrow morning or Monday morning, Sunday evening is still available. We actually just adjusted the rates. You could say something like that. If you want me to secure it for you, just let me know. And the cool thing about this is if you use a dynamic pricing software, it can automatically adjust pricing for you. And sometimes we didn't even adjust the pricing, especially during our higher season. And we just had that gap night available, that adjacent night to their arrival available. And it goes into how you package it. Just offer it to them and saying, hey, we've been getting a lot of last minute bookings, but we just want to let you know that before this gets snagged up, that Thursday night is available. And so if you wanted to get an early start to your weekend trip, we would love to have you arrive Thursday or early Friday morning, so you can tweak it.
And you got to think too, like, sometimes flights change, they get canceled, and then people are like, wait, what am I going to do with an entire day? So things really do change at the drop of a hat. So make sure that you are offering all of these, especially that during the guest day, if you have it available. And going back to, so Joanna, the one thing I really want to highlight there is understanding your booking window, because we don't want you to cut off any future, like, long-term reservations for a potential one-night stay. So understanding your booking window is going to be really important into when you should have that second message go out to them.
You can, Joanna, if you know in your off season, maybe you do have in your messaging that there's an automatic discount to that night. You could say, we're offering 10% to anyone who books the property within the next 3 days. We wanted to let you know. Again, a sense of urgency of when to do it always helps a customer make up their mind.
And again, like, it is money for you that you would not have received. So, you know, we don't want you slashing your prices, but how could you make that additional revenue? And then when you are ready, you absolutely could do the automated messaging.
Yes. And I know for sure our partners at Hostfully, and if you have Breezeway Messaging, offer this conditional logic, it's called. If there's a day available before the stay starts or after the stay starts, and maybe you start to learn that people book two nights before, you know, you can change that conditional logic to whatever you need. Both of those softwares and others in the software space offer this technology so you can automate it. The easiest automation is after the booking window closes to have that go out. I think it could be a better conversion rate if you offer the stay right after they book, if that is a more manual process that either you or if you have a guest service team can kind of, if the guest has alluded to the fact that it could be really helpful for them and they haven't thought about it, maybe that being a more of a manual opportunity.
And for all of you out there, we all get the can I check in early question, correct? So I also want to take this opportunity right now. Why not sell them if the day before is open? That's where you could sell them a half day stay. That's where you could get into the copy, see why they want to check in early. I know sometimes people are coming for a wedding. Like they want to get ready. They need to they need to shower. They need to get dressed. They want to, steam their clothes, iron their clothes. They maybe want to have, a little cocktail or two before they head out. Like listen to why they're wanting to come. And instead of just an early check-in, offer them the full night ahead of time or that half day stay. So it doesn't have to be, like the gap night. It can be as they're booking, like, hey, this is what we can offer you right now. And some people have never thought of that before. I tell this story often because it came into my mind. I have a friend that every time he goes to Europe, he always books the day before. A lot of time, if it's a hotel, you need to tell them because they might they might sell your room. But just letting the host know, hey, I booked the day before because we get in super early. Communicating, he's like, I'm not going to have my wife and daughter at a coffee shop with their luggage for 12 hours once we've been on an international flight, sitting there waiting to check in. So he always books the day before, lets the host know so he can get all of his check-in instructions, let them know we're not going to be there, not to be alarmed that they're not going to check in that night. But right when they land, they're going to check in. And it has been a game changer for their family and like the enjoyment of the trip. So offer that. Like once I learned that hack, I was like, oh my gosh, Sarah and I started to do that. Either stay late somewhere, even though we're flying out late that night. Actually, we took up that Coach Wendy. We actually took her up on her half day stay because we were staying there and our flight wasn't till late at night. We're like, we want to actually stay and enjoy the pool. And we actually did that add-on ourselves.
And I can hear a lot of hosts right now because old Sarah would think the same way of, gosh, well, that guy sounds like a dream guest. And my guests want these free early check-ins. But that is an opportunity, everyone. If a guest wants a check-in and they say, and you might want to say, sure, for $50, like instead of telling them the price, you could say something where it's a little sales psychology of, it sounds to me like it's important that you get into the home early so that you can ease into your weekend. Since we never know how a guest will leave the space for our cleaning team the day of your arrival, it would be best if you secured the night before. That way, whether you come the night before or early day of check-in, you know that it's ready for you and your party. And what a great way to start off your time with us.
Mm-hmm. And I like throwing in there too, like we cannot rush our cleaning team, nor do you want them to be rushed, And I think that's just, it's just helping that sales psychology, them understand. Because like I just said, if not, they're going to be spending time and money at a restaurant, which will equal the same exact way. Do you want to be Ubering back and forth to different places, going to different restaurants, potentially spending more money than you would have if you could have went ahead and checked in? Joanna, you are crushing it. Everyone, please. We have heard from hosts all over the country that are using this and they are making money, extra money on these reservations on days that would have sat empty. All right. I know we're all trying to figure out ways to quote unquote upsell things. This is the first quote unquote upsell you should be focusing on because it is your core product, which is the overnight stay.
Absolutely. With that, I am Sarah Karakayan.
I'm Annette Grant, and together we are.
Thanks for visiting.
Talk to you next time.
Thanks for listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. Head on over to the show notes for additional information about today's episode. And please hit that subscribe button and leave us a review. Awesome reviews help us bring you awesome content. Thanks for tuning in, and we look forward to hanging out with you next week.